This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hey, welcome. It's hour number two, and we had the technical nightmare hour from you-know-where to start the show tonight, but we are glad that we're up and running, and if you missed any of it, Mike Lindell was fantastic. Lisa DePasquale is with us. She's going to be joining us momentarily, and then a little bit later, formerly of ESPN, now of Fox Nation, Britt McHenry will stop by. We're going to talk about the big game tomorrow and who you think and who you like and why or why not, so we'll get into all of that before we're done, but anyway, just really super glad to have you with us, and as always, in hour number two, and we've been doing this now for, my goodness, I think we've been on the air on Saturday nights. We're closing in on 9.5 years of this broadcast, and it's changed a couple of times. Obviously, it started with my old business partner, and then when he left a couple of years ago, we kind of reformatted it, but we've been around. Some of you have had us nonstop on your radio stations and television stations that full length of time. And when we reformatted everything, I said, you know what? I want to bring to the airwaves the voices of brilliant women that just don't get enough media play. Like, there's so many great women out there that have a lot to say, and the left won't have them on because they don't toe the line, and the conservative media sometimes don't have them on because there's only so much time in the day. And so we started featuring all kinds of different people, and we've had some people that are not necessarily right of center in this time slot. I was thinking of the great Leslie Stahl, who was with us, and others. But I've also been very proud to see where some of the people that have been in this time slot have gone on and accomplished in other places as well. And of course, we just mourned the loss of one of our favorites, Bree Payton, just a few weeks ago because of her untimely death. But someone that I have been appreciative of her work going back from the days when she was running the CPAC operations, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is my next guest. And she's a four-time best-selling author. Her most famous of those books, I believe, is The Social Justice Warrior's Handbook, and we'll get into some of what that's all about. But it's always fun to welcome a voice that may not be new to me, but new to the listeners tonight. And so, Lisa DePasquale, welcome to Kevin McCullough, the microphone here. You've been on my weekday show, but you haven't been on this broadcast before, so it's a welcome to the Ladies Lounge for the first time.
Thank you for having me.
And we've got you connected by Skype, so we'll see you on screen here in just a second. None of our equipment's working right tonight, so we're working on that. There she is. Lisa, let me ask you, and it's already we've got a typo on the screen. It has just not been our night tonight. all that to say, Lisa, the reason that you and I ended up working together all those years ago was because you did kind of run the conference that had these tens of thousands of young people coming to the nation's capital, and that conference is actually just around the corner. So there's going to be a lot of young people coming once again. I don't know how many years it is now, but what was it about?
This will be everywhere.
What was it about? Yeah, mega hats. What was it about that work that you enjoyed the most when we first met?
I think, obviously meeting you was the moment I enjoyed the most. But second to that, I think, is, you know, it was a large conference, but there was only two staff members, me and my assistant. And so I was able to interact with lots of different attendees. Like, I knew students that, you know, came from across the country and saved up their pennies because the school wouldn't pay for them. And for me, it was connecting kids that came, not even kids, but even adults, and making a moment happen for them. Like, there was one girl who was interning in D.C., and I knew that she was like a huge fan of Red Eye, and the Red Eye guys,
right,
back when Gutha was the host, were there. And so I told her boss, I said, tell her she has to come to the dinner because you have a donor or something and she has to sit at the table. And so she came and she was the only person at the table, and probably about 30 minutes in, because they were late, of course, I sat the Red Eye guys at the same table with her.
Oh, wow.
And so it's like those types of things, like of the great volunteers that we had over the years, you know, we would ask them what is, because they're there to work, what, you know, is the one person you want to meet? And we would try and find time for them to at least get a photo or something, you know, with that,
sure,
one person. And for me, it was just about making those moments. Sometimes they're on stage, like when I, you know, introduced this crazy guy who thought he could run for president, Donald Trump, I think was his name. I introduced him as a surprise guest at my last CPAC. And it's just like those types of things, like giving Rumsfeld an award and surprising him by having Cheney give him the award.
Yeah, yeah. I actually was in attendance at that, and that was
quirky things. Those are like what I love most about it.
That was a magical moment. We even tried to, try to do something to kind of tap into that. One year we had a thing called X-PAC that you helped us put on, and it was just a lounge for all those kids, yeah, that couldn't afford the $200 rubber chicken dinner at night, because you do. That's the thing about CPAC. It's a youth conference, but you have literally tens of thousands of people that come, and you've got they span the entire age gap. So it's really a holistic look at what the conservative movement looks like these days. And I'm just curious, now that you're kind of on the outside of that, not organizing that conference anymore, where do you think the youth conservative, well, if you were to give like a state of the youth conservative movement address and kind of identify where we're at, especially since the Trump presidency, what would be your takeaway? Where are we? What kind of job are we doing right now?
I think the state of the youth, particularly conservative youth, is that they're the new punks. I mean, they're the ones going after the establishment, whether it's their teachers and the students that are, you know, apple polishers. In some cases, their boomer parents. You know, certainly at colleges and universities, certainly in Hollywood and the media. To go against that, they're showing that to be a conservative, at least in or libertarian, is to be a punk. I mean, they're totally punk rock. They're the ones that are the rebels on campus. And I think it's important that they go against the grain, or that they have that, you know, push back against them, because that makes them become stronger. And I think that's one thing that the left is underestimating, is that every time they push back on something as small as, you know, making finger guns, you know, in an elementary school, you're implanting into those kids, like, this is crazy, you know?
No, it really is, and it's kind of a good offset for the day in which we live, and we've got so much just in the line. In every week that goes by, it seems like there's new weird stuff. Lisa, one of the things that CPAC was always very strong on was the right to life, and there's always a huge contingency of all of the major pro-life groups that would come. They'd recruit a lot of the kids, to be candid with you, to come work in their organizations and want them to be part of their movement. Of course, the March for Life is the largest single annual protest held in our nation's capital, and it has been since 1973. They've averaged about 200,000 people a year showing up. But in just recent weeks, and I think it is in direct reaction to not only the 2018 elections, but also the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh and, of course, Justice Gorsuch, we are seeing states start to go really sideways on the issue of abortion and pro-life. The New York State standing and applauding a bill that would basically codify the behavior that Kermit Gosnell went to prison for. And if you're familiar with Kermit Gosnell, if you're listening tonight, you don't know who he is. He's this terrible abortionist that was in Philadelphia, went to prison for murder, had grotesque operational standards in his clinic, and ended up really paying a very heavy price for his misdeeds. But almost everything that we charged him with now, Lisa, in the state of New York is legal. How did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, There's a meme or photo going around, and it's I believe it's the Empire State Building lit up, or it might be the World Trade Center lit up.
The spire. Yep.
Yeah, to celebrate. And there's two different memes. One shows that, and then the other shows buildings lit up like 50 years ago with the cross to celebrate Easter. And then there's another one that shows that the lit up pink building with the World Trade Center monument where it has someone who died, and then in parentheses it said, and with child. I mean, these things, don't go together.
Yeah. Well, and now in our state, second-degree assault on a woman who is pregnant will not be prosecutable because they removed that bill removed that language from the homicide code. I mean, this is really insidious. But you're in Virginia, and when we come back from our first break here, Lisa, what I would like to do is get to know, first of all, we didn't do the 40 questions that we normally do with the ladies, so we're going to do some of that with you. But I also want to get your take on where your current governor is at and what's happening there in light of not only his comments about abortion, but also in his now controversy, first apologizing for something that he said he did and then saying he didn't do it. So we'll get into all that as we continue. By the way, our Facebook feed is down, but we discovered how to get the video up on Twitter tonight, so you can go check it out there. I'm giving up on the tech end of things tonight. It's way beyond my pay grade. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, welcome back to New York. This is a live shot of Fifth Avenue as we are moving our way through this Saturday evening. And if you're watching on Biz TV, don't forget at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, Eastern time, it just re-cues. So we go all over again. And, of course, radio stations coast to coast, some 300 beautiful, wonderful. My love, my favorite medium is radio. Always has been, always will be. And we are grateful for each partnership across the country that allows us to be the most syndicated weekend show in the country on all these great networks and all these great stations. Lisa De Pasquale is my guest. She is a longtime friend, and I am ashamed that I have not had her at the in the ladies' lounge before now. Lisa, it wasn't anything personal. You know, I think part of it is about the time that you were leaving CPAC, we stopped kind of having like regular contact with each other, and then you started writing books, and some really good books, by the way. I want to get into some of that. But for people that don't know anything about you or where you're from, talk to us about why you do what you do.
Sure. I'm originally from Tallahassee, Florida, and it sounds weird to say that, but as of this year, I will have been in the D.C. area for almost 20 years working.
Does sound crazy. You're not old enough to have been there.
I'm 29, but I'm actually 41. And,
and she's not afraid to say it on national TV and radio.
Yeah, I don't mind. but I came here, and my first job was as doing programs and writing and booking conservative speakers like Michelle Malkin, Ann Coulter, Christina Hoff Sommers, booking them on college campuses. And from there, I went on to CPAC. I was there for 6 years. And then did some nonprofit work then worked at an ad agency for several years. And then most recently I worked for Newt Gingrich. And now I'm doing Bright, which is a daily email for women, sort of like The Skim, but The Skim and other women's media sort of assume that a woman's default position is that they're a liberal. And right. So I wanted to start a medium that didn't come at it that way. And we're mostly conservatives and libertarians. And I founded that in 2016. Wow, I can't believe it's been that long. And it's just once a day in the morning, 7:15 a.m., you get a rundown of the news, the political news, culture, entertainment, and fun stuff like fashion. And one of the features that we've kept was Mondays with Melania, which Bree Payton, you had mentioned before, has come up with. And so we kept that feature in her memory. Just because the media will never treat Melania Trump like they would any other first lady.
Lisa, before I came to the studio tonight, I'm sitting at the end of the bed putting my shoes on, and my bride was asking me, she's like, you know, because we've in recent days had a lot of Trump family members on my Monday through Friday show, and they said, well, how far are you from getting the big guys? I don't know. It's hard. No, you can't ever. I've interviewed a vice president and one president, and it is just difficult to work through the bureaucracy to get there. But I said, but we're kind of working our way through the family. And then we started, for some reason, talking about Melania. And she's like, you know, she's just getting shafted. Like, they're just not. And I said, yeah. I said, and to think of all the ways that she has been. I don't know if you saw her posts on Twitter about Black History Month. But you talk about somebody that appreciates the diversity of our country and put it in such a beautiful and gracious way. And, like, just something that you can't criticize. And yet there's people that are like, well, you know, because she's married to the guy, that's all her bad. So, and let me just brag about Bright for a second. I know it's written for women, and I know that you do have the fashion and some of that other stuff in there, but I will tell people, if you're used to getting the New York Times daily briefing, which I get every morning as a part of a number of briefings that I get sent to me, I would say that it is on par. The Bright email is on par from a reading standpoint with the New York Times daily briefing, and it's kind of laid out in a similar fashion. Lots of links, lots of other stories that you can go check out in further detail if you want. But what I love about it, Lisa, is you do give me that little kind of summary of all the things that women kind of care about that they should care about, not just if they're a leftist or someone that's not part of the mainstream. You know, I've told so many women about it, and they all thank me. They're all like, Kev, there's nothing else out there that's like that. And I read it every day, partly for show prep, but I think it's so well done. Say what?
So now you know how women think.
Well, and you know, it's not a bad thing, but I think that you probably have more male readers than you probably realize.
Oh, no, I think we definitely do, and they've definitely been, I think, some of our biggest male cheerleaders. But the reason that I like it is, I mean, obviously I like it because I started it, but
right, exactly.
I like the summary that you don't necessarily, like, it's not clickbaity.
Right.
It's clickbaity for, like, the fun stuff, but not for the news unless you want to learn something else. But you can basically, it's about... When you put the whole thing together, it's less than the size of, you know, an average op-ed. And it's not even just the news, because I think what's really important and the reason I wanted to put in the entertainment and culture and fashion aspect is conservatives have to be culturally literate, because a lot of these issues are happening on, you know, a culture level.
Right.
Like when you were talking about life issues earlier, and I think it's important to know that a Hollywood guy who has been at the forefront of social media for many, many years, it is important to know that on Facebook 2 days ago, he shared a man's testimony about why his life is worth living, even though he has Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Ashton Kutcher. He did not put any commentary. He just shared the congressional testimony from this young man who spoke in front of Congress, I believe in 2016, about why his life was worth living. And Europe is trying to eradicate Down syndrome. He called it the final solution. And I think it's important to know that there are some voices. I mean, I don't think Ashton Kutcher is a conservative, but I do know that he has a twin brother that has some developmental issues. And this issue is probably important to him. And I think it's good to know that some of these issues can be fought on the culture battlefield.
Yeah, no, I think that's totally right. Well, it's a good, great resource. And so, friends, it's getbrightemail.com. Okay, so that's the website you can just sign up for. And then it comes to your inbox. It's like on the money. Like I can set my watch to it almost the time it comes out every day. Between them, the Federalist Daily Blast, and then my own company's Salem, their Morning Blast. Within a five-minute time frame, I know I've got which one in which order in my inbox, and I read them all. But, friends, the Get Bright email is really, as she said, it's written by women. It's really written for women. But as a guy, you'll learn a lot about what's going on in their world and how they think and everything else. And I really highly recommend it, guys or girls, to do that. We have a minute left in this segment, Lisa, and I want to also promote your book. So I'm going to ask you to stay one more past this one. But in this final 60 seconds before we go to break, what's your take of your governor in Virginia right now?
You know, I got to check my clock and see if he's still the governor. I mean, I think this is, you know, an election year in Virginia. I do not see Democrats wanting him to hang around and having that over his head. But, I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen someone use blackface as an alibi for doing blackface.
Yeah. It's very, very strange, but we'll get into a little bit more with Lisa DePasquale before we're done. If you want to follow her on Twitter, she is at Lisa DEP. And she's a fun Twitter feed to follow. You should check that out. Lisa, at Lisa DEP. Kevin McCullough, it's Saturday night. We're having fun. Hope you are. Grab another.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. West Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. He said he prematurely apologized. Virginia's two senators and former Governor Doug Wilder are now calling on him to resign. President Trump tweets that Northam's actions are unforgivable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York on Saturday nights. Radio Night Live is the name of it, and you can find out all you want to know by going to my Twitter feed, at KMC Radio. You can also get our podcasts. Everything I ever do all week long is documented. It is archived. It is put into the feed, and it is sent to people. This last month, I think we had like 13,700 or something like that, the listeners. It's growing every month. But you can search for KMC Radio on iTunes. You can go to SoundCloud, where we house it, and subscribe there. KMC Radio, again, is the what you're looking for, or on Twitter, at KMC Radio. On Facebook, slightly different, facebook.com/KMC01. Also on Instagram, at KMC Radio. So there's a lot of KMC Radio. Just go there. You'll find it. Anyway, we continue with the Ladies Lounge tonight. We're honored to have Lisa DePasquale with us. She has worked with young people in the conservative movement for much of her time in her professional career. And that was kind of the basis, I think, for why she wrote the book, The Social Justice Warriors Handbook. But, Lisa, for people that aren't familiar with what SJWs are, and, you know, for people that aren't necessarily on social media as much as you and I say might be, there may be some parents and grandparents tonight that don't really know what this movement is about. They're fired up. They're hotter than ever. They are certainly out there virtue signaling at every turn. But why'd you write the book?
I wrote the book, if you remember, from the 80s, the Preppy Handbook.
Yes.
Which made fun of preppies, but also was sort of good-natured in that preppies could read it and be like, yeah, that is kind of us. And so I wanted to do the Social Justice Warrior Handbook to make fun of social justice warriors who, these are the people that, you know, find fault in every little thing. They're, you know, the bean counters counting, you know, how many black people are on Friends, and they're the ones that, you know, get offended if, you know, Mother's Day doesn't also celebrate people that never
had children. Yes.
Things like that, yeah. And, I mean, these are, if you've heard of Marie Kondo, who talks about sparking joy, social justice warriors are the ones that remove joy from your life.
Okay.
And I wanted to write a book that, you know, it has what I think are pretty funny drawings that talk about what these people do, because they really do follow a pattern, particularly when it comes to having people banned from a school, having people banned from Twitter, you know, going on a radio show or a TV show, like such as Tucker Carlson or something like that. And the way they behave, I just thought it was endless amusement, and I had so much fun writing the book. I think it's super funny with the drawings, and there's like a little activity section. I don't call it a workbook because I think that's too serious. So it's a dream book, because we don't want anybody to feel sad about, you know, having to do work.
Well, when you're talking about being triggered and trying to ban people and so forth, I mean, we just saw the restaurant in the San Mateo, San Francisco area this last week. The chef, who's a pretty, you know, he's a pretty public commentator on public events, and he leans to the left fairly significantly, but he came out and he said, if you wear a MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat, to our restaurant, we'll deny you service, because we view it the same as the hood for the Klan, blackface. He named a bunch of stuff that actually we then ended up seeing the governor of Virginia have to start answering questions about, but he was like, it's a symbol of hate, and we will deny you service. It's this type of stuff that you're talking about, this kind of, I can't even be around people who disagree with me because it drives me so crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and this shows like a real mental childish that, you know, you can't even be around, you know, someone like that. And I think that we have, you know, we see what their viewpoint and their MO is going to be going into 2020. And that's painting anyone that has a Make America Great Again hat, anyone that supports Trump, as being on the same level as blackface and a KKK person. And that's even when you have a Democrat with a photo of blackface and a KKK like hat.
Right.
They still think that the MAGA hat is worse. I mean, like, if you were a conspiracy theorist, you would think that Republicans planted Northam this week with every single story, you know, just to make us look
right.
good.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Just before we came to the studio tonight, Elizabeth Warren issued a tweet, and she said, She just reamed Northam, and she's like, you need to resign. And she basically reamed him. Get this, Elizabeth Warren reamed Governor Northam for imitating someone of an ethnic heritage that they do not belong to. This is Elizabeth Warren that did this. who had to apologize to the Cherokee Nation this last week for basically lying about her Indian heritage all this time. Anyway, friends, you got to get the book. It is a fun read, and it does. It pokes a little bit of fun, but it does it in a way that I think is also very winsome. The Social Justice Warrior Handbook. Lisa DePasquale is the author, and the foreword was written by Ann Coulter. Lisa, please come back. Thank you for tonight, and we will talk again soon.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
KMC.
Will it be the smash? smash mouth running of the L.A. backfield, or will it be the mastery of reading defenses of Tom Brady? It's Kevin McCullough. It is the final big day before the big one. And we've been telling you Britt McHenry was going to be with us, and sure enough, she has kept her word. Looky there, ladies and gentlemen, fresh from the green room. Lady Britt, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So, I'm not off, am I? That's the styles that it's going to be, right? So L.A. is going to run the ball, and they're going to try to push pressure defense up the middle at Brady, which actually some people had success with this year. And Brady is going to be doing what Romo was saying in the championship game. He's going to be reading the defenses and which safety pulls up when and which linebacker drops back, and he's going to be reading and making calls at the line. Who has the upper hand here, Britt?
I do think that is an excellent assessment, but you also have to factor in the preparation that's going to go into this game. And Bill Belichick knows, just like we all do, that Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson are, one-two punch, and Todd Gurley on his own can wreak some havoc himself on the ground. Right. And he did not in the NFC Championship game. He had dropped passes, but I don't see him improving that much in the Super Bowl. Now watch, your listeners can mark this down. He'll rush for over 100 yards, but I think that him and Jared Goff are going to be a little bit starstruck, camera shy, and they are going up against a giant. I mean, sure. It's been how many Super Bowl appearances?
This will be his ninth.
This will be his ninth game.
Yeah.
Tom Brady and the Patriots, and then, it's just like the AFC Championship is a rite of passage for them. So I think Tom Brady's on a next level playoff run right now, and I think he's going to win. I don't like specific scores. I think it'll be tight.
Right.
I would say the Patriots by at least a field goal.
I do sense that it's going to be maybe one of the best contested Super Bowls that we've had in a while. And we went through a long stretch there where they were blowouts. Like, there was just a really dominant team, and they just took it away. Last year's was exciting. There was some mystery to it. Both of the Giants wins over the Patriots in the Super Bowl were pretty good games. But I think this has the making of a real nail biter coming right down the stretch.
Absolutely. I think you saw against the Saints, they went up 13-0. Jared Goff threw an interception, and you're thinking, oh, these are kids, they're shaky. And they still held their own, even though I am still upset about that missed pass interference call.
That was the worst call in the history of the game. That was the worst call in the history of the NFL, bar none.
The worst. But to hold their own and make it that competitive in Saints territory, that's a feat in itself. I just wonder if it's going to be a little bit of a hangover. You need to rise to the occasion. You can't just win the NFC Championship. So
right.
I still go with the Patriots on that one.
Well, when my beloved Cowboys beat the Saints about four games from the end of the season, they came back and laid a complete goose egg against Indianapolis the next week. So it was, and that was their only loss in the back half of the season. But anyway, it should be interesting. Britt, let me ask you this, switching gears, because if you're just joining us, Britt McHenry is the host of UnPC on Fox Nation. It is a new viral hit. You watch it on an app. You watch it online. Fox Nation is a pay service, streaming service, and you get all kinds of original material that you can't get anywhere else, and it's really very cost-effective. I think I signed up for like $60 for the first year, and now I can have all kinds of content on demand that I want, and you and Tyrus, of course, co-host UnPC. Having said that, you also have written for The Federalist, and you do a lot of other things. You're involved in mainstream news commentary. I wanted to get your take on the absolute abortion mania that it looks like the Democrats have just jumped off the cliff with in the last 3 or 4 days. All these states trying to outdo each other. The governor of Virginia saying after the baby's been born, they're calling them post-born abortions. I'm not trying to draw judgment on people that make difficult decisions in like the first trimester of their pregnancy, but come on, is this not a little bit? And Gallup has a poll out today. 81% of the American public don't buy into this at all.
It is abhorrent, and look, I try to stay away from abortion talk on social media, because social media already is very negative, and as
right.
you know, it can go sideways pretty quickly. But I think, and I tweeted this, I think this is a time where women, not just conservative women like myself, but women really need to speak up and be vocal, because there are so many more options before that point, and I am disappointed. I reside in Virginia. It is continually getting more blue by the day, and the lawmaker who proposed this bill, you know, hashtagging I stand with women. No, you don't stand with me. I do not believe in late term abortion. I think that he can admit it, it being as late as like dilation, like the
right,
woman is
right.
coming first, and allowing procedures to still be in place to get rid of the fetus at that point. And we are not, this shouldn't be a culture where we support infanticide. Like, we need to have our grounds. We need to have our moral convictions, and we need to speak up against it. So
yeah.
That's all. And anyone listening, you need to take a stand as well, because the more voices are heard, we need more than 81% in a poll, Kevin. We need people to step and say this is wrong.
Yeah, well, and I think, and so Governor Huckabee at the top of this last hour said, I want to know who the other 20% are. Actually, I think the 81% were the consolidated definitive against it. I think there was probably 11 or 12% that were left that were undecided pending more information. And then so the actual hard amount that was still for it was like 3%. And it was, I don't know, that's the first poll I've seen since this rash of stories had kind of all hit. But Britt, let me ask you this. They're obviously afraid that the Supreme Court is gonna go back on Roe v. Wade. That does revert it back to the states. I think that what we're going to have post-Roe era is a very, very volatilely divided country on this issue, because you've got half a dozen states that are passing extremely limiting pieces of legislation towards abortion in a lot of ways.
Yeah, this there is a backlash. We've seen it immediately, and we have more of a conservative court. So I don't think these are the right tactics for them to take. It's just a very difficult thing for me. It's a difficult thing as a woman to hear other women say, it's my body, it's my choice. I'm sorry, once something is growing and developing inside of you, it is not just your body anymore. And it is a little bit more nuanced. I have close friends who have chosen to go that route and know that I don't support it, but I think we need to still remind ourselves that we need to be civil to one another.
Yeah, that's well said, Britt. All right, thank you. Thanks for checking in. She's going to pick the Patriots by 3 tomorrow. Kevin?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for hanging out with us on a Saturday. Again, if you're on Biz TV, stay right there because we start the whole thing over again at the top of the hour, and looking forward to those of you that will just be getting in it on it the first time. And I also want to remind you that you can now get every piece of audio of every Radio Night Live broadcast on podcast, and we don't charge anything for it. There's these
big, important radio show hosts across the country that think themselves wise because they put everything behind a paywall.
We just want you to enjoy the content. So you can go to SoundCloud.com, you can go to iTunes, you can search at KMC Radio, and you will end up being able to subscribe. We were rated one of the 20 most influential podcasts in America, and you pick TuneIn, pick TalkStream Live, pick any of your favorite aggregators. If you search KMC Radio or Kevin McCullough, that'll probably take care of it as well. But anyway, hope you'll do that, and then join us this next week. I'm on every day, so you don't ever have to miss a portion of the week's news. We'll have the top stories for you Monday through Friday, and then, of course, on Saturday night. And that rolls into Sunday. So 7 days a week, literally, we've got something for you in the Kevin McCullough podcast arena, and we hope that you'll check that out. Finally tonight, everybody's a little bit shocked and surprised and in awe that this governor would have been something about blackface or Klansmen or whatever back in the day. And then also that he would say what he did about post-birth abortions this last week. But friends, if you think about it, the two really go hand in hand. See, if you're a racist, you believe that there are a subsection of people that do not deserve the life that you're believing that you deserve. It's the whole concept of what Hitler practiced in World War II, that the Jews were inferior, therefore they had the right to not exist. That's what racism in America largely represents. This belief that there's a superior people. Right now, there is a belief strongly that the unborn do not have a right to live. That there is a quality of life that they will mess up for everybody else if we let them live. So is it of any surprise that the same governor who had trouble understanding the difference in why Klansmen and blackface might offend black constituents in his state would also be confused about a child that had survived an abortion process and was living on the outside of his mother's body, only to have the, quote, right of the mom and the doctors to then kill said baby? See, there's a moral difference in how that person thinks and how I think. Because what I think is that life matters or it doesn't. And when I say life matters, I mean all lives, not just black lives or blue lives or unborn lives. I mean every innocent person on planet Earth. You've got a right, a divine right, to the life that God has given you. And until you do something in a criminal manner to take it away from yourself, or you do something that accidentally ends it, friends, you should have that right protected in law, regardless. At least that's my thought. Tell me what you think. KMCRadio@gmail.com, and we'll see you next week right back here in New York for Radio Night Live.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One and get